I can't sleep. I have to be up early, and I just can't seem to go to sleep. So I've decided to read myself a bedtime story, and there's no better way to fall asleep than to have a really good orgasm. So I'm going to be combining the two and reading myself Alice in Wonderland. Down the rabbit hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it was so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be late." When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it and hurried on, Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that maybe she'd never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take it out of. And burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit hole under the hedge. In another moment, down went Alice after it, never once considering how in the world she was going to get out. The rabbit hole went straight on like a tunnel for some way, and then dipped down suddenly, so suddenly that Alice had not a moment to think about stopping herself before she found herself falling down what seemed to be a very deep well. Either the well was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had plenty of time as she went down to look about her and to wonder what was going to happen next. First, she tried to look down and make out what she was coming to, but it was too dark to see anything. Then she looked at the sides of the well and noticed that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves here and there. She saw maps and pictures hanging upon pegs. She took down a jar from one of the shelves as she passed it. It was labeled orange marmalade. But to her great disappointment, it was empty. She did not like to drop the jar for fear of killing somebody underneath, so managed to put it onto one of the cupboards as she fell fast. Well, thought Alice to herself, after such a fall as this, I shall think nothing of tumbling downstairs. How brave they'll all think me at home. Why, I wouldn't say anything about it even if I fell off the top of the house. Which was very likely true. Down, down, down. But the fall never come to an end. I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time, she said out loud. I must be getting somewhere near the center of the earth. Let me see. That would be 4,000 miles down, I think. For you see, Alice had learned several things of this sort in her lessons in the schoolroom. And though this was not a very good opportunity for showing off her knowledge, as there is no one around to listen to her, still, it was good practice to say it over. Yes, that's about the right distance. But then I wonder what latitude or longitude I've got to. Alice had not the slightest idea of what latitude or longitude either, but she thought there were nice grand words to say. Presently, she began again. I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it'll seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downward. And Pathies, I think. She was rather glad there was no one listening this time, as it didn't sound right. didn't sound at all the right word. But I shall have to ask them what the name of the country is, you know. Please, ma'am, is this New Zealand or Australia? And she tried to curtsy as she spoke, fancy curtsying as you were falling through the air. You think you can manage it? What an ignorant little girl, she'll think of me for asking. And all it will never do to ask. Perhaps I shall see it written up somewhere. No. There's nothing else to do. So Alice soon began talking again. Dinah will miss me very much tonight, I should think. Dinah was the cat. I hope they'll remember her saucer of milk at tea time. Dinah, my dear, I wish you were down here with me. There's no mice in the air, I'm afraid, but you might catch a bat. It's very like a mouse, you know. But do cats eat bats, I wonder? And here Alice began to get rather sleepy and went on saying to herself in a dreamy sort of way, do cats eat bats? Do cats eat bats? And sometimes, do bats eat cats? For you see, she couldn't answer either question. It didn't much matter which way she put it. She as she was dozing off and just began to dream that she was walking hand in hand with Dinah. But wasn't Alice saying very earnestly, now Dinah, tell the truth. Did you eat a bat? And suddenly, thump, thump, she came upon a heap of sticks and dry leaves. All was over. Alice was not a bit hurt. She jumped up on her feet in a moment. She looked over, but it was all dark. Overhead before her was another long passage, and the white rabbit was still in sight, hurrying down it. There was not a moment to be lost. Oh, I went on us like the wind, and just in time to hear it say, as the corner, oh, my ears and whiskers. How late it's getting. She was close behind when she hit the corner, but her belly was no longer to be seen. She found herself in a long, low hall, which was lit by a row of lamps hanging from the roof. There were doors all around the hall, but they were all locked, and when Alice had been all the way down one and up the other, trying every door, she walked sadly down the middle, wondering how she was ever going to get out. Suddenly she came upon a little three-legged table, made of solid glass. There was nothing on it but a tiny golden key, and Alice's first idea was this might belong to one of the doors in the hall, but alas, either the locks were too large or the key was too small, but at any rate, it would not open any of them. However, on the second time around, she had one lower, and she had not noticed before, and behind it was a little door about 15 inches high. She tried the little golden key, and to her great delight, it fitted. Alice opened the door and found that it led into a small passage not much larger than a rat hole. She knelt down and looked along the passage into the loveliest garden you ever saw. How she longed to get out of the dark hole. Wander among the beds of bright flowers and those cool fountains, but she could not even get her head through the doorway. But even if my head would go through somewhere else, it'd be very little use without my shoulders. I can shut up like a telescope. Had begun to think that very few things indeed were really impossible. I think that did the trick.